Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey girls, welcome back to Unfazed and Unbothered. I'm starting this episode by answering this. Actually, I'm not. It was a spam call. I thought we were going to have a little fun together, but that didn't happen. Well, welcome back to Unfazed and Unbothered. I am Camo. Duh. And today is another solo episode. Tasia had a very busy week and was really only available yesterday. And I, however, was not available. So, just a scheduling situation, you know, girls. But Tasia will be back next week. And yeah, so let's get into the episode. I am feeling great, cute and gorgeous. I actually have, for the first time in the show, I have a list of things I want to discuss on this week's episode. I have really listened to the feedback, and it's very apparent that you girls would like a little more structure, and that's definitely something that I want to implement. I don't want to come off lax or lazy or like I don't care about this show and my viewers, because you girls have truly changed my life and given me so many opportunities. So the least I can do is listen to your feedback and hope that you girls can stick around as we improve the show in the months to come. There will be a lot of changes, so do stay tuned for that. But before I get into the juice of this week's episode, I just, in true Unfazed and Unbothered fashion, I'm just going to update you girls. So since the last week, I've had honestly a great week. I have no complaints whatsoever. I'm feeling very good about myself. I'm now down 52 pounds. Moment of silence. Okay, purr. I'm feeling phenomenal. Honestly, I look in the mirror and I'm like, God, she's pussy. And it's so funny because yesterday, actually, I went to this coffee shop. I love it so much. If you are a Georgia girly, Sunflower in front of Sugarloaf Mills, previously known as Discover Mills. It's like across the street. It's called Sunflower. Shout out to Sunflower. It is the only one. They are a small mom and pop type of ordeal. It's got pastries, you know, yada, yada, yada. But their coffee is impeccable. Their the espresso that they use is Italian. I don't know where the fuck it, well, obviously it comes from, like, you know, Italy or something like that. But yeah, it's just very luxe and delicious. But anyways, it's called Sunflower, but it's spelled S-U-N-F-L-O-U-R, like sunflower, like baking flour, because there's, you know, baked goods there. So very, like, you know, a little quirky play on words. But anyways, so I went there and I had not seen one of my favorite baristas in months. I honestly thought that she quit, and we like really connected in the past, and like she kind of like cried to me. And like I really loved her. She was just so sweet. But anyways, I have not seen her since I have dropped all this weight. And I walked in and she gasped and like we hugged, whatever. And she goes, "Oh my God, girl, like you got pretty." And I was like, "So I was ugly before, is what you're saying." She's like, "Oh my God, you just got so small and pretty." And I'm like, "Thank you." Glad to know I was an ugly fat bitch before, but that's not me anymore. So anyways, yeah, so needless to say, I'm feeling a lot better about myself personally. And that's not to say that you can't feel good about yourself and be the way I was. Everybody's different. I personally don't want to be a big girl anymore. I want to be thick. Don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be like a big girl, you know? And if that suits you, that's fine. Everybody's different. Live, laugh, love your life. And I live, laugh, love that for you. But I, as an individual, just really am bound and determined to get my body and my life and my confidence back. And nothing has been standing in my way. Honestly, I feel like the devil, the universe, has really tried to just fuck me up over the past few months. And I'm just like, "You're going to have to try harder." Because I truly, I'm just, wow. I'm honestly very proud of myself. So there's that. Other than that, I've had a great week. I've written some of the best songs, in my opinion, that I've ever written in my career thus far. And I just have a lot of projects under wraps. I can't really share too much, but just know that this summer is going to be on and popping. I'm going to be feeling so cunt, so pussy, so kitty, and I'm just ready to take on the world. I'm really, I'm never going to stop posting on TikTok. However, it is my goal this year to focus less on being a quote-unquote influencer, because that was never my goal. My goal was always music, and still till this day is music. I did become quote-unquote an influencer by mistake, and I don't regret it. It gave me a platform, and now I have the ability to bones. If you want to say hey, just come say hey. Come here. Uh-oh, my kitty. He is upset, obviously. But yeah, now I have the platform to promote my music. And if I have to run my platform in the ground and the dirt over the next year, promoting the fuck out of the things I will be releasing in the months to come, so be it. But I will still always stay true to my roots, and I will always, you know, still post my silly rants, my silly thrift store videos here and there. I honestly haven't done that in so long, and the girls have been asking, when are we going to get thrift store videos? When are we going to get abandoned house videos? And I don't know. That's not priorities of mine anymore. But that's not to say you won't ever see those elements revisited. You know, nothing is set in stone, you know, really. But point being made, I'm just really excited about the work I've been... Well, I've not been putting it out there because I'm hoarding it all and keeping it sacred to me, because that's what you should do. You know, I have previously been somebody who is just so eager to share when I feel good about something. And that's just not really a smart move business wise. And I'm really learning that. Life is full of lessons. And this year is the year of realizing. I'm on my Kylie Jenner. What can I say? So, yeah, so anywho's it what's it, I'm going to go on a break, recalibrate, and when we come back, we're going to get into the juice. I am going to be going over situations that I have personally put myself in that I shouldn't have, some very risky situations, some circumstances that just weren't ideal, but I am just a crazy kooky girl and I love a little amusement, a little thrill, if you will. So yeah, stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome. What the fuck just happened? I sounded like a whole crackhead. Welcome back. I don't know what just took my breath away. But, welcome back. Okay, so, time to get into the tea. So, I was talking with one of my best gal pals, Ariana, shout out to you. And, you know, we were just talking last night, while passing, you know, some Miss Oregano, and we were just talking to each other about situations that we, specifically me, have put ourselves in that we shouldn't have. And then I was kind of talking with one of my other friends today. Shout out to you, Gustavo. And I was telling him about this episode and like my idea, whatever, just trying to get some feedback. And then he like kind of chimed in on a kind of separate situation, but I'm going to tie it into this week's episode because it kind of can fit the narrative, or not narrative, but the storyline. Anyways, it fits. So, putting myself in situations that were not so ideal. Okay, so I am somebody who loves an adventure, loves a story, loves excitement, drama, chaos. I truly feed off of these things. I look at every engagement, every setting I go to, every place I be, I look at it as an opportunity to perform. I was a thespian in high school. I played in 5 plays. Acting has always been something that it's definitely not like my main goal. Like I don't necessarily want to be like a famous actor, actress, whatever. But I do enjoy performing and I have always loved putting on a show. And, so like, for instance, when I go into gas stations, I don't know what it is, but gas station clerks, like they just love some camo. I don't know what it's about, but they just like, I walk in and they just perk up and they give me their undivided attention. They ask me how my day is, where I'm going, what I'm doing later. Some ask for my number, blah, say, blah, blah, beep, beep, blah. They give me free snacks, free wraps, and I just have fun with it. And I have absolutely no interest in any of these men. Never have, never will. Couldn't get this pussy if you paid me. But I do love attention and I do love to, you know, put on a show. So I will go in there and talk in this other voice. Hey, how are you doing today? Can I get the high hemp props, please? And it's just fun and silly and kooky, but it does tend to land me in situations where, I'll just give the example, okay? Because I know you girls are tired of, like, the very vague statements. Okay, so, for example, there was this guy who worked at a gas station, and he was very fond of some camo. This was about a year and a half ago, maybe, and me and my homegirls used to call him Milky Milky because he liked my Milky Milkies. And so, I did give him my number because he was giving me free snacks and free wraps, and, like, he hooked my homegirls up all the time. So, like, we just had, like, this thing going, but, like, he really wanted me, and I just was not looking for that. Not with you, at least. And so I just played around with it, and he would call me, he would text me, and it was very clear that he was very silly, and he was silly with me, and I loved it because he played along with my delusion. And so I would, like, be on the phone with him, and I would be like, do you want to see my dumplings? And, like, he would be like, yes, show me your dumplings, I will put my dumpling sauce on them. And why was I doing? I just needed a little laugh, a chuckle. And me and my girls ate that shit up. And it was just weird. It got really weird. And, like, one time I went over there and he was basically like, why won't you let me be with you? Why won't you let me fuck you? And I'm like, whoa, bro, calm it down. He's like, does what I do for you not matter? And I'm like, wait a minute now, homie. First of all, he came to me to my car, and why did I let him in my car? Don't know. But he got in and he started to get a little aggressive, and he was like, come suck my dick, basically. And I was like, no, sorry, that's just not happening for you. It's just on the cards. And he was like, we can go inside and go behind the counter, and there's an office back. No. Not interested. Well, then why do you keep texting me? Blah, 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 blah. He started getting aggressive with me, and I was actually starting to get scared. So I told him to get the fuck out of my car. We were parked, thankfully, right in front of the store, so there were cameras, so he wasn't getting too crazy. But he still tried to whip it out, and I'm like, gotta go. And that's when I cut Milky Milky off. We never spoke to him again, because, motherfucker, listen, if you thought you was getting with it by me, you was tripping. And that's, like, that's something that pisses me off. Like, have some self-awareness. Listen, when I was on Tinder back in the day, I was not just swiping right on everyone that was attractive, conventionally attractive. Not saying that I am, but what I'm saying is, like, I didn't just, like, swipe right on everyone who had fucking abs, like, because, like, first of all, they probably weren't gonna fucking swipe right on me anyways. And, like, but anyways, point being made, like, some of the most questionable men try to put the moves on me, try to hit on me. And I'm like, I'm a world-renowned beauty queen, and you are scum of the earth. Look at you and look at me, okay? And I'm not trying to be superficial when I say that, but it's like, what business do I have with a 50-year-old man missing half of his grill, selling drugs, or working in a gas station, and not that there's anything wrong with working at a gas station, so let me just shut the fuck up. But no, like, okay, we're just not compatible physically, emotionally, there's no connection. Like, and I don't understand people who just be like falling in love with somebody because of their looks, their appearance. Like, anyways, like, I've had guys, like, confess their love to me. Like, there's this one guy who for years has just really wanted it, and, like, he's very attractive, he's very cute, bodybuilder, has a lot of things going for him, but it's just too intense. Like, we've, like, really never even gotten to know each other, and, like, you're in love with me, and, like, I don't get it. So yeah, so the whole gas station thing, it's always a performance, it's always fun, I always love to have fun with it. But, like, there are times, like, for instance, last week, I made a TikTok So I went to this shell down the street from my house. Very scary. It does not matter what time of day or night it is. You will be harassed if you are even a three. Literally. I had person after person after person come up to me. And like one guy was trying to offer me weed. Another guy asked me for my number. Where are you going? I said, far away. Far away. And then there was this guy on this bike and he kept surrounding me. And it's like when I walked into the gas station, he was the one who asked me if I wanted some weed. I said, I'm good on that. I went in, he came in, didn't buy anything. He left, got on his bike. I went to the pump. He went over there, kept surrounding me again and again and again and again. And I'm just like, bro, what are you doing? So I start making a video, one for my protection, but two to tell the story. And lo and behold, he comes to my window. And while I'm at the pump, prior to me filming, what caused me to really film is he, like, I try to be nice to people, and that's a problem right there. That's honestly how I kind of start to put myself, this is the seed I plant, putting myself into these situations is being nice to people that I have no business being nice to. I am working on that because there are situations that while, yes, I was, you know, amusing or entertaining the situation for amusement, I'm now learning that I've had a lot of opportunities to be hurt, snatched, killed, and I just kind of want to chill on some of that, if you will, but I'm not perfect. I'm learning. So yeah, so he asked me at the pump if I fuck with Tina. Now, I don't, abso-fucking-lutely, but if you're a Tina enthusiast, go you, pop off queen, I guess. So for those who are confused, who the fuck is Tina? No, not Tina Turner, bitch, but meth. Yes and no. The answer is no, bitch. So, ew. Anyways, so he asked me if I fuck with that, and I'm like, straight up, do I look like a bitch who does Tina? And he said, well, I don't know, shawty, blah, 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 beep, beep, blah, boop, boop, boop. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. First of all, you're missing half your grill. Once again, like, look at this. Okay, baby, you gotta have all your teeth to speak in my direction in that regard. Okay, you're not getting no pussy if your grill is fucked. I'm so sorry. But anyways, so I'm like, no. But so I get in my car, I start filming, and then he comes up to my window asking me for cigarettes and blah, blah, beep, beep, boop. And he's like, where do you stay? I tell him, far away. He's like, no, you don't. You can't live far. I'm like, okay, yeah, I live down the street anyways, but I'm not interested. And yeah, that was that. But then he just was like still persisting to stick around. And I have another video in my drafts. I can't post it because he straight up asked to eat my ass. And at that point, I was like, are you fucking kidding? You really took it there. No, absolutely not. And I told him I have a man. And he's like, well, I bet he doesn't eat it like this. And I'm like, no, your business. But also, why do you think you have a chance? Anyways, so another situation that I put myself in a year and a half ago as well. I was manic. Wow. I was sitting, I told this story on TikTok, but I like told it so quick. And like, I feel like sometimes I, on TikTok, you know, you just got to get to the juice. And so like, I don't know. Anyways, the way I presented it, I don't feel like really, anyways. I'm sitting at Goodwill in Buckhead, to be exact. It's now about, it's either 9 or 10. The store had just, or it had been closed now for an hour. The store had closed. It was pouring rain. I sat in my car. I do have a really bad problem with wasting time and sitting on my phone sometimes. And so I did sit in the parking lot for over an hour on my phone. And then I see this person knocking on the door to Goodwill in the pouring rain, trying to go in. They, you know, shooed him away. And then I just proceeded back to my TikToks. And all of a sudden, a knock on my window. Why did I not just drive off? I don't know. But I did roll my window down and I was just talking to this man. He asked me if I had any clothing he could wear in my car because he was soaking wet. And I was like, oh, baby, I only got dresses and crop tops. I don't think you want anything in here. And somehow, don't know how. He convinced me to let him get in my car. He got in my car and asked me to take him to the Tokyo Valentino that is about a mile down the street from that Goodwill. I didn't want to let him in my car, but because it was only a mile away, I was like, you know what? Well, first he said, I just need to go right on the street. He didn't tell me Tokyo Valentino. If he had prefaced it like that, I would have been like, okay, that's a sex trafficking ring over there. Or at least allegedly. Don't come for me, Tokyo. But anyways, so I let him in the car and we drive out of there. We go around the little intersection, make my little U-turn, and he's just, damn, you are so thick and beautiful, blah, 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 blah. What are you getting into tonight? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm just about to drop you off and I gotta go home, do some work. I didn't have shit to do. But anyways, I swear on everything I love, this man pulls out a dildo and a TS porn DVD. From his, he had like a trench coat on. And I don't know why I saw a trench coat and didn't think there's potentially drugs, guns, or something harmful in his jacket. But no, I let him in. I did. And yeah, he whipped all that out. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Phenomenal. So I'm driving this homeless man in my car, not far down the street at all. We'll pull up in Tokyo Valentino and I'm like, okay, it's been great. Wish you well. Kisses. And he didn't want to get out. He wanted to continue to talk to me. And I, at that point in my life, I still had not, like, I was not good with boundaries or setting boundaries or putting my foot down. And I was very much a pushover. That is something I will give myself credit for. Now, when people approach me funkily, I shut the shit down real quick. Especially when it's like something like that, like getting in my car, me taking you somewhere, doing a favor for a stranger. No. So we're in the parking lot and he's just like, doesn't want to get out. And he's like, you sure you don't want to come in there with me? We can have a good time. And I'm like, I'm not interested. And then he grabs my thigh and tries to grope me. And I'm like, I'm not interested, sir. I was doing you a favor. Now, could you please go? And he's like, I guess you don't want love, blah, 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 blah. But before I go, just know that you didn't have to do this for me. And you just never know when you're going to meet an angel. And you were an angel tonight, but I guess you're not my angel. So he got out and I drove off. And that was that. So, yeah, next story. I've kind of shared a little bit about this one in the past. I did meet this guy at Applebee's. I thought he was cute. I was feeling him. He was looking like Clark Kent, but he was crazy and quickly learned that he was not cute and gorgeous after all. And I allowed him to stay in my house for a couple of days. I told him, look, you can stay on my couch for like 2 days tops. 2 days turned into 2+ months. And it got to the point where me and my roommates were trying to kick him out all the time and he would break in our house pretty much. And I lived in a house with a lot of illegal activity going on, I'll be honest. And there was just no calling police over there because we would have all went to jail. So, not to self-incriminate, not going to give all the deets, but there was stuff going on. And so I was basically, we had to basically suck it up. He started getting like, tried to get violent with me one day and he was very much bigger than me and I just had to go. So we did end up getting the police involved when we were comfortable doing so once everything was not in the house. And he was finally removed. And that was just a scary situation. But months of anxiety, fear, confusion, and me having to sleep with one eye open because he was crazy. He was crazy, 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 crazy. Crazy girls. So boom, that was that. Don't be nice to strangers. Point being made, do not allow people in your house, your car, your space, don't let them around you like that in that regard if they're creepy and weird. Well, also, even if they're not creepy and weird, because people have poker faces and they play a motherfucking good, they're good at playing games. Anyways, so DoorDash. This was a huge moment in my life. Last year, actually, this actually really did a lot of good for me in hindsight. However, in the moment, it was the most terrifying moment in my life. I think I've shared this story. I was door dashing. This guy basically, him and his friend were going back and forth whether they wanted to shoot my quote unquote faggot ass. And I was genuinely prepared to die. But I kind of, although that was obviously not my fault, I was just doing my job. Why was I in the hood of Atlanta, Auburn Avenue at like 11 p.m. door dashing? I had no business doing that. That was not a funny situation, but like, be smart, girls. Don't put yourself in these situations. Don't go out in public alone, especially ladies. Like, I'd be talking to my girlfriends about some of the situations I put myself in, and they're like, oh my God, you are so brave. I could never. And I sometimes forget that, like, biologically, I'm male. Like, I'm 6 foot. I'm like, you know, not like a little dainty little petite woman. And so that's why I feel like I'm not as scared. But like, thinking about like some women out there having to go through these situations, don't put yourself in them. I am a separate situation, okay? Don't follow my lead in these regards, okay? So don't put yourself in these type of situations because you want to thrill, you want amusement. I do not encourage putting yourself in harm's way. Okay, so this one's a little, I'm just like, wow, looking back at my life. Me and my bestie, who were actually talking last night about this situation, I remembered this today. So there was this crackhead that lived not too far from us, and I don't know exactly how we got plugged in with him. I think a mutual was going over there. Yes, a mutual was going over there and smoking with this person. And this person was a weird friend in our life. Like, why were they hanging out with people who were like 40 and 50 years old? We were like 17, 18, and 19. But anyways, we would go over to this house in late hours of the night and smoke. And it was like a fucking crack den. Like, it was a trailer out in the woods. And thinking about that now, I'm like, what were we doing? What? Like, this man could have done anything to us. We were all kids. I guess he was just lonely. And we were his friends. But it just, thinking about being 18 years old and this 50 plus year old man's crack den trailer in the woods, it sounds scary. And I was clearly crazy and reckless. Another careless time of my life, I was going to this nightclub Quad every Tuesday for a period, and I was spending time with Miss Molly. Not my proudest moment in my life. Back then, I will say, in my defense, I was messing around with various substances because I also was deathly ill, and there was a timeline of, there was like basically a timeline put on my life, or what is it? An expiration, if you will. I was basically told I had 3 to 5 years to live. And I was like, YOLO, let's fucking live those 3 to 5 years to the fullest. And so I did experiment with various substances. Never heroin, never crack, and never intentionally meth. Accidentally did ice once, never again. That was actually when I stopped messing with drugs entirely. Except occasionally I will still partake in a little shroom activity every once in a while, maybe once a season, maybe twice a year. I don't know. But we would go to that nightclub Quad, and what happened there just happened there. And then whatever happened afterwards, I was all game. It was such a time in my life because I had just graduated, and I was like, finally, most of these situations are actually from around that time period. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I'm looking at this list now. But I will say, that period of time, I was probably the most careless and most reckless because I was driving around all over the place. I had a car, I had freedom, and I had no responsibilities. I didn't really have bills. Not that I even had money for bills, but any money I did have was just drugs and weed and having a good time and being stupid. And I if my friends were to jump off a bridge, I would have jumped off with them, pretty much. Easily influenced. I was just going with the flow. And so I would go to like these after parties sometimes. And one in particular was just not an after party at all. And ew, like what? So we went to this apartment with somebody we randomly met at the club. And it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. We pull up to their place. Everybody is doing various drugs in this small ass apartment. There's like 20 people in this like 600 square foot apartment, and everyone is like sitting in corners, laying on the floor, looking like zombies, all fucked up on various substances, drugs, if you will. And we're just posted up there, me and my friends, smoking blunts and like doing Molly with them, and like, ew, ew, ew. I didn't care about myself, clearly. Now, this one goes way back. Me and my sister, Jasmine, we go way, 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 way back to middle school. Well, I was in middle school. I was in eighth grade. And eighth and like ninth grade, we would get on these chat lines, Quest hotline specifically. And we would... going back to being performers, we would get on there. My name's Ashley. I'm 5'2", 120 pounds, big double D titties. And these guys would just eat it up. And we would be sitting there muting ourselves, and we would just laugh our asses off at these guys, like getting off to a bitch that doesn't exist. And they were eating it up and they loved it. And we were just having fun with it, you know? And we devised a plan, being broke and poor bitches, that we were going to scam these men into giving us money. And so we devised a plan that we were going to have them put the money in the mailbox and get the fuck out, as we put it. And one time in particular, well, actually the first time that when we had this grand plan, which... really was not foolproof and really was a shitty plan, in fact. And I strongly advise everyone listening not, especially if you're a little minor, a little youngster, don't do stupid shit like this, okay? So we did invite this man to come over, and we were talking to him as if we were going to, like, you know, go out with him that night or whatever. And we were going to lure him in and have him put money in the mailbox, and then we were gonna be like, oh, we'll meet you there somewhere, you know, we just need the money to get the gas, blah, blah, blah. Whatever our lie was at the time. And he pulled up. We saw his car outside the window, and we gave him like a neighbor's address, but anyways, he demanded that we come outside to personally get the money. And so my homegirl threw on a wig and ran outside to go try to get this money. And the guy grabbed her arm and tried to drive off with her. And I was in a close proximity, thank God. So I did grab her, and that was that. We ran, we were scared, we hid in the woods. And yeah, don't do that. I was also like 13 or 14. Yeah, crazy. And the last thing that I, thank God, no longer have this problem. I used to be a major kleptomaniac. And no shame in admitting that. I am very much an open book. You cannot shame the shameless. I want everyone who listens to this podcast to learn from my mistakes and grow from them. But yes, I was a major klepto in the past. And I really got off on the rush, the adrenaline it gave me stealing. And I would steal literally so much to the point where my friends would put me up to things like, oh, bet you won't steal this. And I would. And they would be like, oh, bet you can't steal me these Gucci glasses. I would. And yeah, like they all loved me because I just got us all free shit all the time. And ultimately, I was with my ex. We went to somewhere. I stole us both some sunglasses, some very nice designer sunglasses, and ultimately we did get caught up that time, and I went to jail. We both went to jail, and I had to bail us out. And it wasn't cute, it wasn't gorgeous, and thank God it's not on my record anymore, but Point being made, another situation where I put myself in a situation. When you are doing something, what is done in the dark always comes to light. Okay, so when you are doing something you shouldn't be doing, it will catch up to you. It will. It always does. It might not, all these, you might have like a great track record. And I did. I really did. I, years being an expert. I would go to fucking, not gas stations, grocery stores, fill up carts and walk out. And I would have a, I'm not even going to give my tips because that's fucked up. And I do not encourage that. I don't encourage that. Okay. I'm not embarrassed. I am ashamed that I was that type of person, but I'm not ashamed that's a part of my story, if you will. I'm ashamed that I was living in a time where I felt like that was all I had. And I really was broke and poor and, you know, not excusing those behaviors. It's not okay. But I'm also not judging anyone who does it because fuck corporate America and fuck capitalism. So take from that what you will. Don't be stupid. Don't be silly. It will catch up to you. And yeah, don't put yourself in silly situations. But yeah, wow, this has been a great episode. I'm going to go on my last break, and then when I come back, I'm going to answer some of you girls' Q&As.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, girls, let's get into the questions. Okay, so Miss Hannah Bray 1293, which tattoo is your favorite / most meaningful? So definitely this one right here. This was a portrait of me and my mother, and my mother was obsessed with mermaids, and so I did have this portrait of us turned into mermaids, and I love it so much. It's the most beautiful tattoo on my body, and it's very meaningful, and I literally look at it sometimes and cry. I love it so much. Yeah. Let's see. What was another good question? Sorry. I should have been on top of this. Okay, so Michael Gaudier. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering that. Do you feel like no matter what size your body is, you'll ever be happy with it? Also, that wasn't a stab at you, just something I struggle with after losing close to 100 pounds myself. So, I will say this. Body dysmorphia is a real thing. And a lot of us struggle with it, myself included. And it is hard sometimes. And I can speak from experience as someone who previously lost 120 pounds, gained back all of that, and is now losing. Now I've lost 52 pounds. Thinking back, I remember being 150-ish pounds, skin and bones. And I still looked in the mirror and was like, you're a fat bitch. And it's just, it's difficult because while I did feel that way about myself, I still deep down knew that I wasn't, because everyone was telling me otherwise. And I mean, the pictures, like, I had sculpted face, but I had like a little stomach pooch because I had lost so much weight. And so like I was just hyper focused on like little parts of my body that no one even could see. And I was like, this means I'm fat. Just wasn't, it wasn't realistic. And now I look back at those photos and I'm disgusted with myself that I was so hard on myself, because I was beautiful and I looked great. And I will say also at the same time, in the same breath, no matter what size I've been, I have had a level of confidence. But there's been levels to it. Even at my most confident, I was still insecure. So I am now learning more that everybody's body is different. Everybody's shaped differently. And that's the beauty of life. And you can make what you want out of your shape, out of your body. If you want to enhance it, if you want to better it, if you want to alter it, if you want to take the initiative, get into fitness, get into health, whatever, go for it, shoot for the stars. But be good to your body. Be, own it and make the most of it. You know, I'm not perfect, but none of you bitches listening are perfect either. Even the most perfect bitch listening right now, I know you got some flaws. Okay. So to answer your question, it is a battle. It is a struggle. So I will say I am happy now. I'm not fully content. I'm comfortable. But I do want to continue this trend of losing more and more weight. But Betty X Butcher asked, what would your 12-year-old self think of you today? And what would you tell him? So my 12-year-old self would be very proud of who I am today. Even 2 or 3 years ago, no, I would say like 3 or 4 years ago, I never envisioned that I would have the space to speak to you girls, have a podcast, and be doing all these great things and having a platform. It just seemed like so far out of my reach. I did have those goals, didn't know how to get there. So I would be gooped and gagged if I could revisit my 12-year-old self and be like, yes, bitch, you did that. Keep going, though. I would just say keep going, honestly. That's what I would tell me. Don't ever be discouraged. Don't, like, in school, I was putting music out and it was not good. I'm self-aware and I hear it now and I'm like, yikes. But people were dragging me to filth back in the day. It was mostly I sounded too nasally, or I sounded like I had shit in my mouth, or I just was off key, out of pitch. I worked on all of those things. I took every bit of it in and I did not let it defeat me. I did not let it get to me. I did not take it personally. And I ran with what they said. I took the constructive criticism and used it as fuel to get better and better. So I would say never listen to really anybody. If you want to do something with your life, you really don't need to rely on other people for that push or to give you the tools or the, you know, like, do it. Shoot for the stars, bitch. So my girl, Miss Haley, Supreme Bruja _ 31, asked me what my Starbucks order is. So I don't go to Starbucks really anymore. My Starbucks order was, I do occasionally go. I'm not going to say I don't ever go, but I do just get an oat milk iced latte, no sweetener, 3 blonde shots. Yeah, pretty simple, basic, boring, but I do love an impossible sandwich with their avocado spread so fucking much, and a birthday cake pop. So that would be my Starbucks order. Love you, girly, by the way. Oh my God. Emma _Faye. Are you self-conscious about your bulge? Fuck no. What? This moose be on the loose and they all want the juice. No, I'm not. I definitely have became a panty princess more in the past year. And so I feel like it's not as prominent. I used to be commando. Why? I guess I thought panties wouldn't fit me. And I was just like so ashamed of the fact that I wasn't like a real woman. And like, I just kind of was too prideful to like try panties, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, I'm just oversharing at this point. But now that I have panties, I just look like I have a fat pussy. So, no, it doesn't look so much like a bulge, and I wasn't self-conscious of it back then. I wouldn't. You shouldn't. Oh my God. That was so not okay to ask. Oh, okay, so this person is O. Kendall Marie asked, have you ever started to find your partner unattractive, personality and physically? So for me, when I like somebody, of course, like I see somebody, I'm like, oh, you're cute. Boom. I want to talk to you. But it's never somebody's physical appearance that keeps me. It's more so the vibe, the energy, the connection we have. And so point being made, when I pick up on certain behaviors or I get to know, you know, your true colors, that does have a big play into if I find you attractive. And so, yes, I have found previous partners in the past unattractive because of their actions, and looking at them disgusts me now. Well, not now, but did after all was said and done. Now I've moved on from all those previous situations, but yeah, I just was like, wow, you are ugly. You are ugly. Physically, I was attracted once upon a time, but in your spirit, your aura, your energy just made you so fucking ugly. Oh my God. Someone is being so nasty. They're really coming for me. LOL. Anyways, what the fuck is going on with... Okay, I'm looking at some of these questions. This is the first time I'm looking at them, and it's just not cute and gorgeous. Some of these are really disgusting. Okay, so Ms. Hannah Dot Bannister asked, have you ever cheated on someone? Absolutely not. I actually have not. I've never... Well, okay. Does eighth grade count? My relationship was pretty much over. Not eighth grade, ninth grade. My relationship was basically over. She kept leaving me for other men. I was gay. I kissed another girl. Call me a cheater. So, no. I've never... if I'm with somebody, even if we're rocky, even if things aren't looking so cute and gorgeous, I'm very much a principled person, and I have a tremendous amount of guilt, and I'm not a good liar. So I would tell myself or get caught up or the guilt would eat me alive. So no. Okay. Some of these are... Okay. I know I said that I wasn't going to hold back, but oh my God. A lot of people are asking me redundant questions. Okay, I'm going to answer this. I'm not going to shout anyone out for this particular question because I'm seeing it at least 50 times. People have been asking about my relationship, and I did open myself up to that by sharing it online, even on the podcast. And yes, I did take posts down. I don't want to really share a lot about that situation because we're working on things. I'm very happy. That should be what matters most. And I really love this person. We both have things that we have to work on personally for ourselves so that we can be our best versions, so that we potentially can work on having the healthiest, best relationship. I still see them. I still love them. And that's really all I want to share. This person is not a public figure. They do not post on social media. And things happen very fast. We both had extreme intense feelings about each other, still do. And it's just, it happened very quick. And I now just want to focus on nurturing that and it's nobody's business what's going on. There's no betrayal. There was no like, how could you type of thing. Like, it's just a very precious situation, and it's just really not something that I want to really share a lot of nitty gritty details on. But I do see the question at least 50 plus times on here, and the past like weeks, my inbox has been filled comments, questions about this, wondering what happened, and just know nothing really happened. It just is what it is, and who knows what the future holds. I'm not a fortune teller, but I have high hopes, and I'm feeling great, and I'm loving life, and I've been having beautiful times and experiences lately. So that should be what is most important. Okay. So someone, OnlyFriends_V asked, do you regret becoming an influencer? If not, or if so, why? So I don't regret it. I don't, absolutely, because it has given me opportunities and I've met a lot of amazing people. I have you girls to talk to, confide in, whatever. And I love this connection where I give y'all advice, y'all help me, you know, we support each other. It does put pressure on you though. At the same time, you have to think before you speak more. You have to really think about what you want to represent, and you have to kind of be on your P's and Q's at all times. And it can get stressful. I get scared sometimes I'm going to say the wrong thing or say something stupid or say something ignorant, and I don't ever want to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't ever want to come off like I don't care. And so it is a lot to think about. There's a lot of pressure, but yeah. Okay. How to know when to get clean and sober, asked by Liz_KG. It depends on how. Okay, so I like to drink, I like to smoke, and I don't really plan on getting quote unquote sober per se, because I don't think it's a problem. However, I have friends who have had major problems with alcohol and substances, and it's not in their best interest to be around or involve themselves with such substances. And so I think you need to be very self-aware and very honest with yourself and pay attention to the way your habits are affecting you mentally, your health, physically, the people around you, if it's causing disruptions at work, if it's causing you to miss out on life experiences, if it's causing you to be absent-minded, cut it out. It's not okay. If you're making reckless decisions, driving under the influence, those type of things, that's when you know it's time to get clean. But if you want to kiki with your girls twice a week, 2-3 times a week, have a responsible amount of alcohol, I mean, you can get sober from that if you want. Like, people cold turkey, don't ever drink again, smoke again, pop a pill again, whatever the case may be. But if it's causing you disruptions in your life and it's causing problems, then yes. Okay. Sam bit trapping. I don't know what. That's kind of inappropriate, maybe. I don't know. Osama bin trapping. This does not come from me. This is literally a name. Okay. Do you regret any tats? Yes, I do, actually. This one. So fucking ugly. It's actually something I drew. This is literally my handwriting and my drawing, and it's so ugly. It's so ugly, and I'm so disgusted by it. Every day of my life, I do want to get it covered up. It says create, but the T looks like an L. Yeah. Not cute and gorgeous. Okay. Wow. Great question. Marilyn Duncan asked, do you think it's okay for someone to have a small circle? I only have one best friend and a cousin, or I'll hang out with my best friend and cousin. My nanny always told me growing up when I was a little kid, she would tell me, well, I would get discouraged because I didn't really have friends. And she was like, her and my mom were like my only friends. And so I would be like, well, you're like my only friend. Or like, even like that, this was like something she would say throughout life. Like, and then I was in school and I had like one friend at a time, or maybe just two. And I'd be like, oh, people don't like me. I don't have a lot of friends. I only have one friend. I only have two friends. You're my only friend. And she would always tell me, that's more than enough. That's more than you'll ever need. And as I've gotten older and I've tried to include and add people to my circle, I've realized that less is more, truly. The more people you involve yourself with, the more drama, the more chaos, the more you spread yourself thin, and the more likely you are to butt heads with somebody. So no, less is more. Take it from me. Yeah. Really, if you got one or two good people in your life, that is all you need. But you can also be a social butterfly. I like to have friends, but there's only about three or four people I could count on. Wow, there's another question that a lot of people are pressing me for, and I don't think I want to answer that just yet. You know what? I'm going to wrap it up because a lot of these are redundant. I love you girls so much. I appreciate you always sending in the questions. Leave some feedback. I love y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for next week.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.